So when I go into the waters of baptism and the preacher takes me under the water, I am saying to God and to the world, and I am saying to myself, if nobody else, I have died to sin. My old man, my old John D'Souza, old beat up, decrepit John D'Souza, my old sin-stained, filthy, garbage-filled, rebellious, selfish, vindictive, lusting, covetous John D'Souza has died, was crucified with Christ, and I am burying that boy down in the water for good, never to arise again. By baptism, I'm saying he's dead, he's gone, I will no longer submit to his demands, he no longer has rule over me, I refuse from here on out to submit to him, I am dead to him, I am burying him, never to see him again, and now I am being raised by the power of God, the resurrection power of Christ that now lives in me. I'm being raised up to walk with a new life and a new heart, and a new spirit, and a new priority, and a new motivation, and a new vision, and a new understanding of what my life is really all about. That's what baptism is. That's profound. That's serious stuff. You're not saying, okay, you know, sin, I'm just going to have to, you know, we'll just be able to text each other from now on because we can't be seen together. You know, we're not saying, well, I'll call you every Wednesday and I'll write you, but you know, we just can't meet anymore. We're saying, buddy, hasta la vista, baby. Dead to sin. Dead to sin. Alive to God in Jesus Christ. My old man went down under the water. My new man rose up out of that water. And now I am free to walk in newness of life. I'm free to run. I am free to dance. I am free to live. That's why we were singing that song. Christ has set us free. That old bondage has been buried. We're dead. And that is what Christ, is what baptism is all about. That's why it says 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Literally, a new creature in Christ. That's what being born again is all about. It means when I am faced with a temptation, and I don't know what each of you struggles with. I'm sure most of us share a lot of the same struggles and temptations. I'm sure for each one of us there is something specific that dogs us, that frustrates us, that we wish we were different in. And okay, man, I got this down, and I'm okay pretty much okay here, but man, I'm pretty certain that each of us has something in our life like that, maybe multiple things like that. And we're tempted often to go to that thing when life just throws us a curve, man, when life doesn't seem right, or we just wake up grouchy, you know? You can be spiritual as all get out, you know, the night before, and yeah, man, everything is great, and you wake up, and for some reason, man, you just don't want to, don't even talk to me. Good morning. What's good about it, you know? You guys ever wake up that way? Yeah, I'll go to work, man, but I hope I don't have to meet anybody today. I've prayed that. What are you talking about? I'm driving down the road. Oh, God, please don't let there be any phone calls today because I might get fired when they comes in. You know, when you are faced with temptation, you are faced with a choice to respond to what life is throwing you in a way that you know is wrong. And whether that means you are tempted to abuse your body in some way with things you're supposed to, with things that you're not supposed to consume, maybe various types of alcohol or drugs that you're not supposed to really be eating your body up with, maybe your whatever your sin happens to be, if you just have a hair trigger temper, and you are able to wound people faster than a speeding bullet, with words more powerful than a locomotive, and you literally chew them up. with the words that come out of your mouth. Maybe your sin is along the lines of something carnal, where your eyes are tempted to drink in things that they ought not be drinking in, and your thoughts are tempted to focus on things that they ought not be focused on. Maybe you're just a covetous person, and in order to make you feel better, you've just got to go out and buy something. You don't need it. You've already got three of them in the closet you haven't opened up yet or haven't worn yet, but that adrenaline, that endorphin of making that purchase just makes the world a little bit better for a few minutes, and so you become covetous, you get into debt all beyond anything you can escape from, and your life becomes a living hell, living in fear, paralyzed by the bondage you put yourself in. When you are faced with that temptation, whatever yours happens to be, your baptism says, you don't have to give in to that. You don't just have to roll over and cave in. You can delay your surrender to sin. Why don't you say that with me? You can delay your surrender. Let's say it one more time. Delay your surrender in faith. In other words, here you are. You're faced with this thing. It blindsides you. The next thing you know it's clouding your mind. You're tempted. You've already worn a rut because you've done it so many times. And you're almost tempted to say, well, you know, it's hopeless. It's just the way I am. Why fight it? I'm just going to do it. What the heck? You know, it's my default choice all the time. That's what my life is about. Rather than just caving in and rolling over, if you can have the presence of mind to remember that, no, you have died to sin. You have buried that old man. You are now a new creature in Christ Jesus. If you can have the presence of mind to remember that, you can say to God, God, wait a minute. God, I am about to fall. I am being beset with this temptation. I'm being beset with this thing. And I know if you don't help me, I'm going to fall. But I know this. You told me in your word that I am dead to that thing. Right now, yes, it feels like everything in me wants to say this or do this or whatever, think this. And God, I am facing a mighty temptation. But you said in your word, I am dead to that. You call me to reckon myself dead to that sin and alive to God. So God, I'm going to do that. I'm going to step out in faith, and I'm not going to cave in yet. I'm just going to delay my surrender and wait on you to take that desire out of me. Maybe you got to go do something else to distract yourself. Maybe substitute that for something else. And I know it might be a moment-by-moment battle, but as you're faced with that thing, say, okay, instead of just caving in, I'm just going to delay it. I'm going to go do something else. In the meantime, God, I am calling on you. I am trusting in you. You said in your word that I am dead to that and alive to you. God, help me. Change me. And I will promise you, I have seen in my own life, if I have the presence of mind to do it, God is amazingly faithful. He literally does take that desire out of me. He calms that storm inside of me, and He gives me the power and ability to do the right thing. Amen. Amen. My problem with sin isn't that I serve a God who is not able to take that desire out of me. My problem with sin basically is that I won't take the time. I rationalize it away. I know inside, and I've talked about this with some friends the other day, I know inside if I dare to pray that prayer, I probably will not sin. He's going to take that away from me. And so, in that moment, the problem is I really want to sin. And so I kind of shy away from that. I know in the back of my mind saying, pray, pray, pray. And I'm like, shut up. If I pray, my God is faithful. He's going to cause me to do the right thing. But if I have the presence of mind to say, wait a minute, God, you know, I am at this crossroads and I'm going to sink or swim. Help me to swim. I'm just going to delay my surrender to that sin and look to you. God, change me. And do you know God will and has faithfully answered that prayer? Amen. It's true. You are dead to sin. And you can walk in that by faith. That's why you need a walk of faith. When you walk by that, when you walk in that by faith, it gives you power. God empowers you to live for Him. Praise God. And that's why Paul says in Romans chapter 6, that same chapter, he kind of sums up. He says, Therefore, my friends, my dear friends, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and present your members as instruments of righteousness to God. And I love verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under law, but under the grace of God. Praise God. Man, I just feel like worshiping, man. I just want to stop and get up here and rock out to the Lord, man. Praise God. That's what baptism is all about. That's what that thing is all about. And when you have sanctified yourself to the Lord like that, when you have purified yourself in your heart and you said, God, okay, I am from here on out dead to sin. I reckon myself to be dead to that and alive to you. Then you find yourself in a very awesome place. Now your heart is prepared to receive another baptism. And that is the baptism in the Holy Spirit.